Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's an excellent idea. For the last couple of hours, we were talking about the Ray Rice story, which has evolved even more. It turns out there's additional video footage. I had the feeling this is one of those stories that's going to go on for a while, that the additional footage, in some ways, is equally upsetting, of the two of them yelling at each other and her spitting in his face, which is not okay. There's no question that that her behavior is certainly aggressive and violent and inappropriate. And the two of them certainly are not evenly matched, except in perhaps not really knowing how to deal very well with their anger. But I think that the factors that make her a more sympathetic, slightly more sympathetic figure than him is his size, that he's better than double what she is, and that the really horrifying footage of her, of him dragging her unconscious body with it almost gives you the feeling that this has happened before. And not only the violence, but the knocking her unconscious, in that he seems, look, if somebody was unconscious in front of me, which they have been, you turn them on their back, you support yeah. their head, you make sure they're okay.
Yeah, he's so nonchalant about it, you know?
Yeah, it was almost like, oh yeah, business as usual. Okay, we drag her out and we get her shoe off. Not even an attempt to sort of protect her modesty at all. Her dress is up around her hips. The whole thing was just so callous and so cold and so unfeeling. And I think that has bothered people, if not as much, but certainly adds to the chagrin about the situation. Yvette, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I the whole situation is just, like you said, just kind of unacceptable, and it's something that they have been practicing. It's just obvious that this is just the dysfunctional relationship. However, I heard the other caller, she was stating that, how she was with the press, and she was saying it's their fault and different things like that. Now, I'm thinking that now she has no choice but to say that because she lives with the guy. And if she say anything other than that, even though we know the consequences is going to be crazy anyway because he lost everything, if she has said anything with it, it's going to always be her fault. So by her agreeing with them and saying that she couldn't do anything else but to say, oh, it's their fault and, it's them and it's nobody else but them. Because think about it. If she says anything other than that, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I don't know if you had the sense when I read the statement that it was probably prepared by somebody else, that she, they said, all right, this is what you have to do.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think your point is well taken, that looking at that statement as anything other than, at best, a defensive posture doesn't make any sense. Whether she believed it or not, it's almost beside the point. And maybe she did. But still, what choice does she have unless she was willing to leave?
Absolutely.
And which she clearly was not, because presumably if she was willing to leave, this has all become public. But she had, she's had opportunities, presumably when the situation was first brought to light in the spring, when they were not married, that there were options that she's had all along to say, it's not worth it. And she hasn't. And I think your point is well taken at this moment, that, what do we expect her to do? Say, well, that he's a monster and he needs to get some help, and I can't believe, that I've stayed this long. That's not going to happen.
Right. It kind of makes me want to find an organization that I can help work with, because that's an self-esteem issue. It may be a money issue and all that, but that's a lot to deal with the woman's self-esteem.
Well, and as I said, there's no question in my mind that as a psychologist that both of them have experienced violence toward them in their past, because that's where it comes from.
Yes.
In terms of a place to go, listen, there are women's shelters in every city in America. Liz Claiborne has got a foundation that specifically deals with date rape and with the situation of, because that her, Liz Claiborne, as I'm sure you're aware, was a fashion designer. She died, I think, about 5 years ago. But she really felt, since she was dressing women, that she should address women's issues as well as dressing women. And so she started this foundation, and with the idea being, I think that the statement is, love shouldn't hurt. And specifically aimed at high school boys and girls, saying, here are the signs of domestic violence. And every year she hosts a seminar, of which I've been a part for the last number of years. But if you Google domestic violence support or domestic violence organizations, they would love you. And there's a lot to do. One of the things we organized at one point with women who were in shelters is hair and makeup, because as you point out, quite often there are issues of self-esteem. Sometimes they've had the daylights beat out of them, so their faces are disfigured. There are plastic surgeons that are involved, but good for you. And there are lots of organizations they can use. They can use your help, they can use your money, they can use your concern, you can have speakers talk to your organization. There are organizations that collect clothing for women in domestic shelters, babysitting.
Okay, I do
because
that already.
Mm-hmm. Great. I mean, yeah, it sounds like that's kind of you're one of those helpful folks. So, but I think you're right. This is a great opportunity to sort of to inform men, to inform women. You're not alone. You can get help. That if you've got anger issues, that you can claim them as your own and get some help about them. It doesn't mean you have to go through life feeling that you're a pressure cooker about to blow, or that you're living with a pressure cooker about to blow. And for women who feel that they can't leave because where would they go with their kids? Exactly as Connie says, that by not leaving, you're damaging those kids, because they grow up in an atmosphere of violence where they're either afraid all the time, or as women, as girls, they may think that that's what men do, is men hit you. If you have sons, that's what men do to control the women, is you hit them. So it's one of the, be aware. So
right. They think that that's the way of life.
Yep, exactly. That's just how it is. And we do need to change not only the culture, but the locker room culture. Not only the locker room culture, but the culture at large. And so good on you for being concerned and wanting to do something. And there are lots of organizations that would be delighted to have you help in whatever way you feel that you can do it.
Well, that I will be doing more and more. And thank you for your show. Your show is just amazing. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Yvette. I'm delighted to be here. I'm sorry that this is today's topic, but at least we're talking about it. At least we're talking about not only how awful it is, but what we can do about it. And that's, we've got problems, but we've got solutions as well. Thank you, ma'am. 855-993-7569. Rocky, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
I was on the expressway, and I was doing okay listening to your program, and then a woman called, and she talked about her father abusing and beating the kids.
Yep.
And then her mother saying,
you think you were the only one.
Yeah. And when I heard that, all of a sudden I started breathing real heavily, and I started getting all nervous. I had to pull to the side of the road, and I sat here thinking, well, what's going on? And I had this flashback and a memory, and to where my mother was extremely abusive, just the opposite, and physically abusive. My dad never hit me, but he never protected us. And then I had the flashback. Can I tell you what the flashback was?
Yeah, can you hang on for me for just a minute? We need to take a break here as soon as we come back.
Sure.
Take deep breaths, have a sip of water, and we'll hear your flashback as soon as we come back. Take a deep breath, Rocky. You're okay. You're safe. And we'll talk to you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, and I am the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown. We've been talking today about Ray Rice, in particular, domestic violence in general. Rocky's saying he was driving down the road, and he heard Marla's talking about an abusive father, and he had an anxiety attack. May not have known it was an anxiety attack, but that's what it was. His heart was beating fast. He couldn't quite get his breath and had to pull over to the side of the road. and he had a flashback, and he wanted to share the flashback. So sorry I had to put you on hold. I know when you're feeling a little anxious, that doesn't help much, but I needed to take a break there, and now I won't have to stop and start you. So go ahead and tell me what your flashback was.
My mother was very abusive to my father, and most of the nights they would be in the hall and fighting, and he wouldn't hit her, and he would just keep trying to restrain her, but restraining her was like, I don't know if you ever tried to protect, to protect a stray cat or something, and you picked it up and it just went on you.
Yeah,
and that's
what, you have to walk away. You can't restrain somebody because it becomes physical. Yeah.
So I would buy those wax earplugs and try and stick them in my ears. But anyway, so I remember that. And then what happened after that? When I thought that there was one time where she was just beating on me, and I went to hold her wrist to stop her from doing it, and she bit me, and she broke the skin, and I was bleeding, and I ran into the bathroom, and tried to hold the door shut because she taped all the doorknobs with duct tape so that you couldn't ever lock the doors. So I was in the bathroom trying to restrain it, but I was bleeding quite a bit, and I thought she had let go and she wasn't going to come in, and I put my wrist underneath the sink. And she broke through the door, and she started, she punched me in the face, and her diamond ring went through my cheek. So anyway, I cowered down between the toilet and the counter, and she got the toilet brush, and she just kept beating me with the toilet brush. Well, my father was there all this time and never stopped her. And I couldn't, so that's what came up to my mind when the lady said that. And I could never understand why he would never protect us and stop it. But after it was all over, he would take me aside and say, you could talk to her. You could stop her from doing this if you just talked to her nice. And I was such a good kid, and I never was mouthy with her or anything.
No, Ruby, that's called, of course you weren't, that's called blaming the victim. And that's, and your father was an enabler. And he may have had, he was the adult, and instead of, and look, it's not uncommon, as I mentioned before, that in a situation, say, you know, don't upset your father, or you know, don't talk to your mother that way, and that's an adult not taking responsibility for their behavior. You certainly can't take responsibility for someone else's behavior, but you can look at your own cowardice, you can look at your own needs, and understand that adults have to protect children. Children can't protect adults. How old are you now, Rocky?
I'm 69.
How old were you when all this happened? The incident you remember?
Let me think. I must have been 14. Yeah. And I was, you know, I could have been strong enough, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she had strength like she could lift the car. And she was not a big woman. But she just had such... There was no stopping her when she would go off. I mean, there was nothing that she wouldn't do. She hit my dad over the head with a frying pan one time. I thought it was going to kill him, but she just wouldn't. You know, there was just nothing that.
Do you have any tendencies?
He wouldn't tell her. He wouldn't tell her. He would not stop her. He would not ever protect us. Mm. Never once. And I could never, so how do I, is there any way that I could think differently? That's my question about.
Yeah, let me help you with that a little bit. He probably felt that that she was sick and that he needed to take care of her. And it may be that
she was sick.
Yeah, and that you know, that this was, he may have very strong religious beliefs that felt that, you know, marriage is forever, and that, that you have to stick with the person you married. He may have just been weak, or cowardly. He may have felt that he couldn't, you know, that he couldn't, if he left and took the children, there wouldn't be any way of taking care of her. That he may have felt that if he'd left, that obviously he could leave, but the children would, that you guys would then be left to her, you know, to her violence. It may have been that he had some history in his past of it may have been that she was hospitalized at one point, and she said, for example, if you ever try to hospitalize me, I'll kill myself, or I'll kill you, or I'll kill the kids. You know, it's hard to read someone else's mind, but there are pretty common reasons why someone doesn't step up. I don't know. Have you ever been married, Rocky?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. How many times have you been married?
Once.
Okay. Are you still married?
25 years. No, 25 years. We separated really nicely. We did it ourselves, and we're still really good friends.
Yeah. Did you have children?
No, I didn't want children.
Well, and that's part of it.
I was afraid.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very common phenomenon of the fear of, you know, I don't want to have children because, you know, I may not be able to protect them any more than I was protected. There's no question that growing up in a violent environment is scarring. And so for people who think, well, I need to stay because it would be too upsetting for the children to have a divorce or not to see their parent or to be in less financial circumstances, it's not true that the real damage is done psychologically, and the differences in finance, and nobody thinks living in a shelter is a great idea. No one. But shelters are temporary, and they may be necessary. And if it's a matter of your children growing up feeling that violence is their birthright, and that they're going to be hit, and they're going to hit, and the shelter, opt for the shelter. And people will help you. There is job training. There is counseling. There's economic help. There's educational help. And it doesn't have to be a legacy. It doesn't have to be a family characteristic of, I grew up in a violent situation, and therefore it's all I know, and it's all I know how to act. So, Rocky, I'm sorry that you've had a tough day, and maybe beginning to kind of deal with this may make your life a little easier and a little better, even though it may be kind of scary to begin with. And if there's something I can do to help you, I'm here. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. It's been a very busy couple of hours because people are obviously very concerned and very upset about the Ray Rice domestic violence story. And to a certain extent, I think, first of all, his career is over, that his sponsorship has gone away, that he's already been tried for this and received a really minor sentence, and you can't be tried for the same crime twice. So I think that that's not going to happen. But that from now on, I think that his name will be associated with this event as opposed to his career in football. But it's not like this was something that somebody did to him. This is something that he did. This is his responsibility. And even though it seems like taking responsibility is not his strong suit, that this is something he brought on himself. All right, so I thought what we'd do is to kind of lighten things up a little bit, although if you want to call about this, we have a little bit of time left. I thought we'd talk a little bit about the iPhone that comes out today, and also give you a little bit of the DVDs that come out. This is not a great DVD week, although there's one. The Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, I loved that movie. I'll tell you what. I actually think Marvel does a great job with all their comic book movies.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly the has been a terrifically effective franchise. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Fed Up is a documentary about food, and again, I think documentaries have become what newspapers used to be, and that they're sort of muckrakers, that they are the ones who look at what's going on and figure out a way of, you know, and that's what we do on the Friday thing of it's broken, let's fix it. I keep hitting the wrong button here. And what was the last one on that list other than Fed Up? I just looked at it and forgot it.
Well, let's see.
Because my computer just burped. I'll get it. Never mind. I'll find it out. But
Long Way Down was the other one. That's one that I hadn't seen. Did you see that one?
Let me just find out what. I'm just trying to find out what the long way down. I don't know. My computer is not happy today. I don't know going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Long Way Down. All right, here we go. And you can always go to drjoy.com and see what's going on here. The Long Way Down. See, television series. That's why I didn't know very much about it. It's a television series. I don't know squat about television.
Yeah, sure.
All right, but Winter Soldier is really terrific. If you haven't seen it, I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's It has kind of a strange ending to it, but it was one of the Captain America did. It may have been, if not the number one movie last year, did very 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 well. So it's going to be the number one download as well. All right, now I need to figure out. So, and we know that the iPhone came out today at noon,
and the Apple iWatch as
well. Yeah.
That's big news. I haven't had a whole lot of time to read up on it, but Apple did officially release the iWatch, which it sounds like will have a big focus on health. It has some biometric sensors and that sort of thing that will interface with
the phone. Well, see, you're probably not old enough. Remember Dick? Do you remember Dick Tracy in comic books?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And that he had a walkie-talkie basically talked into his watch?
Right. Yep. I remember that. Sure.
All right. So this is the iWatch. Let's see. No, that's not helpful. The computer. I mean, the problem about the computer is that whenever you try to go to find anything, all you get is these ads, which gets really irritating.
Exactly.
So,
It looks like though it's got a real big focus on health. So it's gonna. If you're working out or you're using this with your health routine, your phone will kind of keep track of things like your heart rate, your perspiration, all kinds of different sensors in there. So it could actually turn out to be a very valuable tool in people keeping track or quantifying their health, you know?
Because part of it is just compliance with people, you know, that I'm sure that there's. We know, for example, that there is now it's not a watch, but it's a sensor for if you're diabetic, that you can wear a sensor that, and they're different kinds, but actually senses when your insulin level goes up or down and can sort of do it accordingly. Also, there are little beeps and whistles and whatever to remind you. So that'll be really interesting. There's people are already being a bit skeptical about the i6. In terms of the idea, they're saying, "Well, you know, it may be a little too late, It's a bigger screen. My daughter loves. She actually had an iPhone at one point, but now she's gone to the. I think it's the Samsung. With the bigger screen.
Galaxy, I think is what. Yeah.
Yeah, she says it makes her head look like a pin, but she likes it a lot better.
No kidding, huh? Yeah. It's so funny how you get different responses from different people. You know, some people will say, "Oh, I love the iPhone," and others are like, "Oh, I hate it. I love my Galaxy." And
well, that's it. And in I don't know if men have these same conversations in men's room, but in ladies' rooms, there are these whole kind of things where everybody's and it sounds like a cult of, "Oh, well, my iPhone." You know, it's just
sure.
So yeah, there's this whole kind of thing, but the only problem I think that anybody has with any of the phones is they're just great for anything unless you actually try to hear a conversation.
Right, that's what I've noticed too.
You can't
audio quality has gotten worse,
much worse. Yeah, and the batteries aren't very good either.
No,
so, I mean,
no,
they of course all of us have so much goo on our phone. They're great for emails. They're great for games, like when I get stuck on a train or something. They're great for listening to music. They're great for podcasts. They're just not very good for phones. Oh, well. All right, and speaking of not very good for phones, this has nothing to do with phones, but guess who has written a book called... Now, you're not allowed to answer this, Jane, because you already know. Or maybe you don't. Gus and Me, The Story of My Granddad and My First Guitar.
Yes, I do know. Maybe we should see if the callers can guess that. I don't know.
It'll take too long.
Yeah, true.
Besides, they'll read the newspaper. It's Keith Richards.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, pictures by his daughter Theodora, the elder of his two daughters, with Patty Hansen. They said this one came out around sort of behind my back. It happened to coincide with my first daughter having my fifth grandchild. I wanted to give my own grandfather his due for having turned me on to music. Should I tell you my Keith Richards story quickly?
Yeah.
I mean, the picture of him, the thing about Keith Richards is he hasn't really changed at all, except his hair is now very white, in about 40 years. He still looks like a death mask. Right?
Exactly.
Seriously. And, I mean, right now, he's what, I don't know, 70-something? Early 70s?
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah, maybe around 80.
I think that's how old Mick, Mick is. Well, I mean, we could Google him and find out. But the idea being that he's looked like that for years because he didn't make any sort of, let's see what his net worth is as well. He didn't make any bones about the fact that that there were no drugs that were not his friends. I mean,
79.
Yeah, 79. He's almost 80.
Yeah.
This one says 68. Yeah, but July 19th. So you're right. He's now 69.
Or it's 69, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was looking at that wrong.
No, 69, you're right, not 79. There, I thought, man, I didn't think he was that old. He's worth, one says he's worth $340 million. This one says he's worth $820 million.
Wow.
$820 million is almost $1 billion.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I wonder how they get that discrepancy. There are two that say he's worth $340 and one that says he's worth $820.
Yeah, you'd think there wouldn't be too much.
I mean, that's a factor of 2.5. So
yeah, right.
Well, maybe it's whether or not we take into consideration how much Patty got. But nevertheless, so I don't know. So he's got a book out, a children's book. And my Keith Richards story, which is kind of vaguely cool, is that a bunch of years, probably 8 or 9 years ago, I was in South Beach over New Year's. And it was the day before New Year's, and one of the guys was opening up a club in Miami, and so to open on New Year's Eve, and so I just walked in just because I was curious because I knew I wouldn't be there New Year's Eve, so I went in and Keith Richards walks in and starts jamming. And seeing Keith Richards close up is truly alarming. Because if you think he looks gnarled in pictures, let me tell you, close up, serious, but incredibly talented. And never smiles, just incredibly focused, great guitarist, but, you know, death mask, what can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's true. Well, all right, so see, I just Googled this article, and guess who they mentioned in the second sentence? Dick Tracy.
Oh, hey, there you go. So yeah, you tuned in.
I'm part of the zeitgeist. There's just no question.
It's that term I learned earlier today for the first time, the Joydar. Or, is that what it was? Joydar.
Joydar,
yeah, I love
Joydar,
it.
Yeah. You put it out there, I'll pick it up. So they said that this one doesn't need a battery. You can wear it in rain. Yeah.
Wow, no kidding.
They said, you know, that people have been stopped wearing wristwatches. Apparently Galaxy Gear, a $299 device that could make calls, take videos, and display messages. Do you know that? The Galaxy Gear put one out?
I did hear that. I had heard that they might have rushed it out from the reviews I've heard.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
So Apple, you know, and Apple, whatever else you could say about them, does great design. The question is how much what the price point's going to be. And but they're talking about fitness trackers. So there you go. This one you can actually make a call on. I don't know. Be nice to have something hands free.
It would, wouldn't it?
That'd be kind of cool.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're driving, you don't have to wear one of those goofy headsets. Then you could just hands up on the wheel. And yeah, I like it.
So there you go. This started a couple hours ago at the Flint Performing Arts Center in Cupertino. And I don't know about. Do you have an iPhone?
I do. Yes.
Yeah. So,
I love it too.
Yeah, so if you know, on the weather, if you don't take it off, the Cupertino, that all the iPhones are supposed to give you the weather in Cupertino.
Exactly, yeah.
So there we go. And they have live coverage. So they've got the iPhone 6, which comes in two different flavors, 4.7 inches and 5.5 inches. Both of those are bigger than the usual one. And they have an indestructible screen, which would be nice for those of us who drop things, called a sapphire display.
Oh, they did go with the sapphire.
Yeah, very
interesting.
Right. But it could add $100 to the cost of every phone. Do you know what the phone is supposed to retail for?
I don't. I think mine, I did buy mine for retail price. I use a carrier where you buy your own phone and then, you know.
So would you pay for your, what do you have, the 5?
I think mine was, I want to say $800, $799.
Yeah, they're saying $950 for this one.
Okay, sure, yep.
So you and I at some point should sit down and figure out how much your monthly carrier does. Because mine just, here's, I can't believe we're doing a commercial for iPhones. sort of. Except you can't. I mean, if you expect to be able to hear on your cell phone, forget about it. You just can't. Nobody can on any device.
Yep.
But my phone company called me, which is Verizon, and said, we'll give you a free i5, which it turns out I thought I had the i4. I already had the i5. We'll give you
really
a free i5, and we'll give you 1,000 gigabytes of additional memory every month, and we'll give you $200 for your old phone, which they did.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so we should sit down and figure out how much your phone costs and how much mine and whether or not...
Yeah, how it
probably compares, you probably still come out ahead.
But the way we looked at it is, you know, it probably ends up being about the same.
Because,
you know, you're paying up front for it, whereas it's subsidized.
Yeah, I have to.
But
although it's not like you're going to get any interest on your money. I actually have a savings account that pays 0.1%. Not 1%.
I know, isn't that
0.1%.
Crazy? Yeah,
not a good idea. All right, so they're saying the entrance into the wearable market, touch screen with a curved display, near-field communications for making payments at a cash register.
Oh, very nice.
Cool.
Very nice. I like
health and fitness sensors. Rock Band U2 and or maybe fashion models are expected to bring some glamour to the launch. I don't know. We didn't watch the launch. We've been on the air. We're with you guys.
Yeah, I can't wait to get home and see it now.
There you go. Apparently this is really important for Tim Cook, who took over from Steve Jobs, whether or not he'll be able to stick around. So there you go.
Right.
Live coverage. Watch out for Apple's first wearable. There you go. We have to watch for the stock, apparently. Apple took a hit last week, falling below 100. Oh, too bad.
It was
down 0.6% at 98.36 Monday.
I was going to say, I wonder if they addressed any of the iCloud scandal there with all the nude photos that of these stars that came out last week.
Well, it certainly adds some glamour.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, you want to see the pictures that we took? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We didn't mean to put those up. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
I'd be curious to know if they... You know, mentioned anything, you know, to try to maybe smooth that over a little
bit.
Well,
have your nude pictures shown up yet?
Oh, yeah, all of them, yeah. Yeah, I can't say I've delved there too much, so.
There was, at one point, one of my colleagues had nude pictures up on the internet, and so there was this pressure, and I said that I was going to put up a nude picture too, because I have the famous baby on a bear rug. I actually have one of those when
I was
6 months old. And the worst is, I look exactly like me, except a lot smaller. And I was tempted to do that, and I thought, do I really want people to go on to my website looking for naked pictures?
Maybe
they're going to be either that, or they're going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe
that's
not.
True.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe they'll be incredibly grateful. Yeah, there we go.
Who knows?
So I decided not to do that. There, every once in a while, there's a certain amount of discretion that takes over. So we've got. So we'll see tomorrow about the stock, and we could probably see if I Google Apple stock, we can see what happens. But my guess is it'll probably be up today. Apple stock price, because we know it was 98.6 yesterday, 99.14. It opened at 99. It's high. So it's it bounced up a little bit and now is back where it was.
Sure, which, I mean, you'd expect, I suppose. You know, there's always an initial kind of letdown right at the, you know, as the hype kind of wears off. But then it usually climbs back up the next day or so.
Well, they're saying the stock price target raised to 123. Samsung's new products are half-baked. Whoa.
Wow.
It's just nice to know that we are living in a capitalist society. There we go.
There you go. That's right.
I don't know. So listen, you have to admit this. When you listen to my program, we're going to cover a wide variety of various topics, right? And that pertain to how we live our lives. And as Shane and I were saying, what we do is we have, there's certainly people talk about problems. And somebody, when I first started doing this program years ago, said, isn't it depressing? And I said, no. You know, I've got children, not problems. The question is, do we find solutions? Do we claim their problems? Do we identify them and do something about them? And that's what we do around here. So you're always welcome. And speaking of which, we now have, I suppose, to finish off the program today, we now have a feud going between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, certainly something that consumes my every living moment.
Oh, boy. Don't we have a third star involved in this?
Well, the question is whether Carrie Underwood is involved as well. I mean, you know, these are things that I don't know about you, but I lay awake nights thinking about these. Not so much. Folks, listen, as always, thanks for participating. Thanks for calling. Go to drjoy.com if you want to see about DVD reviews. And a podcast should be available, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.